Hey everybody, welcome back to 12 Things Every Single Dad Needs to Know. I'm your host, Mark Ertin, and today is our last podcast in this series of 12 Things Every Dad Needs to Know. And this is my favorite one. It's called There Goes My Hero. So today we're going to talk about how you can be the hero in your kid's life. Maybe you're like me when you're growing up, you were watching cartoons. I used to watch Saturday morning cartoons all the time, and I got grounded a lot, and we were a lot of TVs in my room because, like, I'm a Gen Xer. And so I'd read comic books all the time. So I love how the superhero would like kind of just dive in and like just rescue people. And so today we're going to take a look at two things on how to be that hero for your kid. First one is called Rule 11, which is embrace audacity. And then Rule 12 is be the freaking hero. So let's be real. Every single dad isn't always about smooth sailing. You know, being that parent, that one that's there is tough. It's not a perfect role to put a cape on for, figuratively speaking. I mean, if you want to wear a cape, go ahead. I don't care. You do what you want. But sometimes just figuratively putting on that cape and saying, I'm just going to be here for my kid no matter what, and I'm going to show him some really cool things. That's what being a dad is all about. So grab your cup of coffee or whatever you got as your dad fuel today, and let's jump right in. So rule number 11, embrace audacity. All right, let's kick some things off with rule number 11. And I remember when I created this rule, it was around July of 2022. It was not a good July. I'm going to be honest with you about that. But this rule really helped me get through a lot of difficult times. But what does audacity even mean? It means make some big, bold moves. If you want to be somebody who your kids can look up at and say, wow, that is what I want to do, or I can't believe that my dad takes those risks, but it's really cool. Sometimes you got to make those big, bold moves. It's not about being brave enough to try things that scare you a little or a lot. I know as a single dad, you can fall into the trap of playing it safe or sticking to routines. There's nothing wrong with having some routines, guys. That's not what I'm trying to tell you. But sometimes we get stuck in those routines and we're afraid to look at, hey, how do I teach my kid that sometimes you got to be a little unsafe and a little bold to make those next moves. So I want to tell you about something that I did. You know, when I started this business, one of the cool things that started to happen was I made contact with all these really great lenders, but also these really cool people who are looking for funding. And so the funding was something that really has been a good, you know, moneymaker for me and a really interesting little kind of side project for me for the last few years. And so, you know, my dad was in the loan business for a while. And so with him, we started a business called 5182. And it's just his age or my age at the time and his age at the time. And we just started this little business and started really helping some people out. And so, guys, the audacious move that everybody wants to do, sometimes you just got to do it, even if you don't know how to. I was never in the mortgage field. I had no idea how to do this stuff. I just figured it out. I watched a lot of YouTube. And I talked with my dad a lot and got a nice little business going out of it. And my kids seeing that, my daughter wants to be an entrepreneur now. She was like, really? She's like, man, I saw like what you did there. I thought it was really cool. And my boys were saying the other day, they're like, we just don't understand how you do the things you do. Like, you just get an interest in something and go. That's because I think embracing audacity is utterly necessary. And then, guys, I want to get down to my last rule number 12. Be the freaking hero. Let's get our capes on, dads. When you go through a divorce or when you're a single dad, you take a lot of shots. You get beat up a lot, and it's painful. And I know that. But you can't let that keep you down. You can't let that keep you from making big, bold moves. But you also can't let that keep you from showing your kids you can get up even after you got hit really hard. You don't have to have superpowers. You don't have to have a really cool costume, although it does help, is what Batman would say. But if you want one, I'm not going to judge you. Go do what you want to do. But let me paint a clear picture of when you're a single dad. You're doing double duty. You're the protector. You're the provider. And you're the one they turn to when they're scared, when they're excited, or even when they're just bored. That's my favorite. My kids, hey, I'm bored. Great. Go do something. Leave me alone, right? That's what you're thinking the whole time. But that just means, guys, that you're larger than life to them. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing that they look at you that way. It's a good thing they see you that way because it's important. As I said before, this is my favorite rule. And for most of us, we're not ready to be single dads. We weren't. I mean, I remember the day where I finally realized, hey, man, this is all on me. It was hard. But when you step into it and you realize that cape or not, you're capable of making a big difference in those kids' lives. It's exciting and scary all at the same time, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But being a steady, powerful presence that your kids can count on, it's one of the best things. It's one of the best things when they do that. So one of the things that I want you guys to do is, like, if you're looking for some encouraging things, again, check out my Facebook and my Instagram, Mark D. Ertin. On Facebook, the People's Pastor on Instagram. I'm always putting quotes on there or articles or stuff on there to really encourage you as that single dad and just to keep going. But when you get up every day and decide to put on your cape, even if you don't feel like it, even when it's hard, even if the cape smells and needs to be washed, you're making the choice to be your kid's hero. That relationship I have with my kids now, it's not perfect. Listen, like, you know, we get into it every once in a while. We have to have little periods of intense communication to make sure we can get back on the same page. But it's through those struggles that we begin to see we can really have a good relationship together. And as I said, like, you know, the last few months are tough, but I had some great conversations with my boys and my daughter this week just because we got through that tough stuff, and I kept my cape on, whether dirty, smelly, or bullet-ridden, however you want to look at it. Remember, being a hero is a choice and a privilege all at the same time. And you can do it, Dad, and you can do it every day, even when you don't feel like it. So remember, embrace audacity. Embrace being the hero inside. That's the magic formula, guys, to being that legendary dad I know some of you want to be. None of us are doing this because we want to be ordinary. None of us are trying to figure out how to work 2 and 3 jobs and get to our kids' games because we want to be like everybody else. We all want to be that legendary dad. So embracing audacity and being the freaking hero, that is the best way of going. So a couple of things to keep in mind. Number one is this. Be brave. Be brave. It's hard. I know. You're not going to feel like it. You're not going to want to be brave. You're going to, like, kind of go into your bedroom and say, like, hey, listen, man, like, it's time for me to be left alone for a little bit. Be there for them. And number two is just being there for your kids. Like, one of the things I think I said one of my earlier podcasts, my door was always open to my bedroom, my office, when they needed me, in that, particularly in that beginning phase, that first 6 to 12 months. I was like, guys, come in, we're going to talk. Doesn't matter. So whether this means you're building a slightly wobbly treehouse for you to climb into with your kids, or just showing up to play with them when you're exhausted, or showing up to a game when you're just so tired you can't keep your eyes open, you're building memories that will stick with them for the rest of their life. You're showing them, no matter what, they're worth it. All right, dads. Well, that's a wrap on 12 rules every single dad needs to know. Rule 11, embrace audacity. And rule 12, be the freaking hero. Your kids are ready to see you as the hero, as their hero. Now just keep showing up, taking chances, and being there for them. The impact you're making is more powerful than you'll ever know. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with other dads to give us a little boost where we need to. And don't forget to tune in and check out our other podcasts. And I do have another surprise, like, hey, if this thing takes off and you guys want to hear some other things, I got 13 other rules that have helped me through these last few months and years as well. I'd love to share those with you. Just let me know if you're like one of the comments or Facebook page. Yeah, hey, give us some more of that. We'd love to hear it. But guys, that's what I got for you for now. Thank you so much. Go out there and be the freaking hero for your kids, man. You can do this. Thanks, dads.
Produced by AutoVita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.